Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It looks like, based upon a new poll, a very great day, maybe a great week, maybe a great year for Donald John Trump. Why? Because there's a new NBC poll that completely contradicts what a previous poll from last week from Quinnipiac seemed to show. Last week it showed that Joe Biden was surging, and he had opened up a 6-point lead on President Trump. Not now. The NBC News poll is a train wreck for Joe Biden and leads to more speculation about the Democrats trying to replace him as their nominee. This despite the fact that he just participated in the South Carolina primary. I know their primary between Trump and Haley is later. It's beginning. The voting is beginning this week, but it comes at the end of the month. The Democrats voted yesterday, and 96% voted for Biden. So that doesn't look like he is in trouble with the grassroots, but he may be in deep trouble with the party establishment, which wants to win. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We're going to be speaking about that NBC News poll with Jonathan Allen, who's a senior political reporter for NBC, and also with Rich Lowry, the editor of National Review, who has written a piece speculating on, well, what would happen if the Democrats try a last-minute switcheroo to field a more viable candidate against President Trump. There's also big news from the other side of the Atlantic, the other side of the pond. King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer. You may remember it was publicized. He was going in to have treatment for an enlarged prostate. But while they were doing that, the doctors discovered that he was suffering from cancer and needed immediate treatment. And the statement says the type of cancer has not been revealed. It is not prostate cancer, but it was discovered during his recent treatment for an enlarged prostate. The king began regular treatments today and will postpone public duties during the treatment, the palace said. The king, who is 75, remains wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. And as someone who has gone through several months of cancer treatment, thank God, successfully, it's hard to feel sorry for the King of England, but this is, I mean, he had just obviously taken over. This obviously humanizes him. The King informed both his sons personally about his diagnosis, and the Prince of Wales, that would be Prince William, was said to be in regular contact with his father. The Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry, who lives in the United States and has had a anguished relationship with his family, he spoke to his father, and he will be traveling to the United Kingdom to see his father in the coming days. Although he will pause his public events, the king will continue with his constitutional role as head of state, including paperwork and private meetings. Now, you might ask, okay, so what does a King of England really do other than go on tour and appear at public events? In any event, they say in the BBC information, there is a constitutional mechanism for when the head of state is unable to carry out official duties. This is something like our 25th Amendment to the Constitution. In that circumstance, counselors of state can be appointed to stand in for the monarch. Queen Camilla, the wife of King Charles, of course, his oldest son, Prince William, the Prince of Wales, the Princess Royal, and Prince Edward. Prince Harry and the Duke of York are no longer called upon as non-working royals. Prince William is also temporarily withdrawn from public engagements while he helps his wife Catherine, also known as Kate, the Princess of Wales, as she recovers from abdominal surgery. So the House of Windsor has been facing some serious and, as mentioned before, humanizing health issues. Meanwhile, there is the descent on Washington. It came down with trumpets and fanfare and big lighting, maybe a little fireworks, of the new immigration bill. It's an immigration bill that was jointly reached and supported by some of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate and some of the outspoken liberals in the U.S. Senate. What's going to happen with this bill? The expectation is it's going to get killed by the House of Representatives. That certainly is what the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, made clear in weekend television appearances over the weekend. But now that people have seen the bill, isn't it fairly obvious that it would actually help to cope with the surge, the tidal wave of unauthorized immigrants at the border? We're going to be speaking with Linda Chavez about that, a longtime Republican activist, former U.S. Senate candidate in the state of Maryland. She's also a senior fellow at the National Immigration Forum. Is this bill worth saving? And meanwhile, the ongoing battle for the Republican nomination, it seems that Donald Trump is enjoying a huge advantage in the state of South Carolina. Would that be the end of the Haley campaign if she loses her home state? And concerning the war in Gaza, which continues, there is actually very good news for the state of Israel, and a report from The Telegraph, the leading conservative-leaning newspaper in Great Britain, and also some very good news for Israel in an editorial, a signed editorial by the editorial board in the Wall Street Journal, that indicates that despite everything that you may have heard from some mainstream who, of course, like to emphasize pictures with suffering and destruction and chaos, Israel's winning the war, and winning the war more quickly and more readily than anyone would have expected. We will bring that to you as well. There is also this, as if we don't have enough to cope with in America. A California secession movement wants a national divorce to avoid civil war. There is a piece in Newsweek that suggests that these people are serious. Now, what they want to do is not just for California to break apart from the United States. They want California to break apart into a separate country for part of California and another part of California that is left behind that is not the separate country. Would then have a new state identity. It would be Pacifica. Or maybe Pacifica is the new country. The new country that would be part of California, that would be based on chopping up California, would include the Bay Area and the Central Coast. Amazingly, this has some prominent support, but so do secession calls in Texas and New Hampshire. New Hampshire is serious, too. We will get to all of that and more. Coming up, Rich Lowry, editor of National Review, on a train wreck for Joe Biden in a new poll. Why? And who would be the alternative if Biden is not the nominee? We'll be right back with Rich Lowry on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed. ahead in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, a great honor to welcome to the show once again Rich Lowry, who is the editor of National Review, the editor-in-chief, and he is also a regular contributor to Politico and one of America's leading conservative voices. He's the author also of the best-selling book, The Case for Nationalism. And your most recent contribution has a blockbuster headline. The headline says, the new NBC News poll is a train wreck for Joe Biden. Okay, aside from the fact that it shows Joe Biden falling behind Donald Trump in a head-to-head matchup, what's the most intimidating and devastating news for Joe Biden in this new poll?
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. Well, I think it's two things. One, being about 20 points down on the economy is never a place you want to be as an incumbent president. But the jobs numbers have been pretty good lately, so maybe they can take the edge off of that discontent. But I kind of think if Trump's ahead by 20 points on the economy, he could win this election even if he's confined to Rikers in November. And then two, they asked, you know, who has the stamina and mental acuity to be president, Trump or Biden, and Biden's getting crushed on that metric as well. Only 23% of people said he does. So that's something that's not going to get better. So those are deeply concerning. I mean, this is an incumbent president who's the weakest incumbent running for re-election since George H.W. Bush or Jimmy Carter, and this might be, as someone was pointing out on Twitter, it might be that it's the worst poll for an incumbent president ever. I mean, there's just nothing good about it.
Well, and again, it shows moving in the wrong direction because, as you point out, recent NBC polls that showed a very narrow lead for Biden a couple of months ago, and then showed them being tied, and now you have a nationwide disadvantage for Biden and an advantage for Trump. Do you have any sense from looking at this poll if there is anything different about the swing states? I know in a lot of polls, Trump has done even better among swing state voters than he has in voters nationwide. That includes states like California and New York that are so overwhelmingly Democratic.
Yeah, exactly. So in general, what we've seen kind of accords with the fact that Democratic votes are mal distributed across the country. They're overly weighted in places like New York and California, which you can only win once. You know, it doesn't matter whether you win them by one vote or 3 million votes. You still won them, and you get the same amount of electoral votes. So generally, you know, this is what happened in 16. Trump can lose by about 3 points probably and still eke out an electoral college win. So these polls that have generally not all of them had Trump ahead nationally are therefore, not surprisingly, look better for him in the swing states. Not all swing states, not all polls, but in Georgia, in which he lost in 2020, he's been consistently ahead, you know, by 8, 9, 10 points. There's a poll in Wisconsin the other day that showed it very close, which is kind of what you would expect in Wisconsin. So just nationally, Michael, it's important to remember this is the best that Trump's like ever polled, ever. You know, he was never ahead in 2020. I think there's one Rasmussen national poll where he was ahead in 2020. He was losing in every single other poll, literally. And then in 2016, last 2 months or so before the election, he was consistently behind. Maybe one or two polls again where he was ahead, but consistently behind Hillary Clinton. So to have him winning in polling averages and ahead in most national polls is just an amazing thing, and it's a sign overwhelmingly of Biden's weakness, because it's not as though Trump is, you know, hugely personally popular. You know, it's not as though all the people who didn't like him are suddenly concluded, I like that guy, they have it. It's just they're looking at the alternative in the White House, and they're appalled.
So you mentioned in your piece, and I know this is on the mind of many people, Republican as well as Democrat, that there probably will be at some point a serious attempt to try to replace him as the Democratic nominee for president. How would that even possibly work at this point?
Yeah, I have a lot of good friends who think this, who are really smart plug-in people. I just don't see it exactly because of this question you ask. How would this work? How would this work? You know, they have to do it at an open convention. So here they're staring down the barrel of the gun of a President Trump that they fear with every fiber of their being and hate with every fiber of their being. And they're going to, under that threat, they're going to undertake this effort at a convention that we've never seen in modern contemporary American politics and not knowing, you know, who the alternative is, or clearly having a better alternative. I think Biden is terrible, but is Kamala Harris better? Is Gavin Newsom better? You know, maybe Newsom is, but I'm not so sure about that. So I think there, the way to challenge Joe Biden, if they wanted him out, the way to get him out would have been to run a serious primary opponent against him and have the power brokers, powers that be, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all those people backing such a person. They obviously didn't do that. They had no interest in doing that. And I don't think they're going to take a leap into the unknown anytime this year, unless, you know, Biden's health forces their hand. And I don't think that's – I think there's some possibility of that. But absent that, this is their guy for better or worse.
Well, wouldn't it be likely, and I was thinking about this because of the sad news about King Charles III, who is now going to be undergoing cancer treatment. King Charles is younger by, 6 years than Joe Biden.
Yeah, everyone's younger.
Well, not everyone, not Mitch McConnell, right?
That's true.
Yeah, or Chuck Grassley. I think Chuck Grassley's 90. But in any event, when you come back to Biden's age, if there was any kind of health issue and he could credibly step aside with the health issue and everyone wishing him speedy recovery, et cetera, the problem with that, it seems to me, is there would be a tremendous sentiment on the part of a lot of people to replace him with Kamala Harris,
yeah.
Who I don't know if there's been polling on this, but it seems a potential disaster for Democrats and a huge leading factor for President Trump. If you can stay with us, I want to talk more about presidential politics. And CNN, actually, in their biggest analysis, where they analyze the Electoral College, suggests that Trump is a likely winner based upon carrying states, even without carrying necessarily Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan. There are enough electoral votes for Donald Trump, CNN says, to make him the 47th president of the United States, which is what he wants to be. We'll continue the conversation with Rich Lowry of National Review coming back on the Michael Medved Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a Medhead annual member.
This is a big deal.
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has a message for Republicans in the House and Senate debating a border bill, which is attached to other national security spending.
As the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. I'm Laura Winter. centers.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. Netflix cracked down on password sharing last year, soon after seeing 14 million new subscribers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the author of the best-selling book, The Case for Nationalism. He is editor of National Review. He is just coming to terms with some of the most recent polling that shows a very strong advantage for President Donald Trump in terms of a head-to-head match against Joe Biden. The one question I wanted to ask you about that before we move on for just a moment to foreign affairs is this NBC poll that you're talking about is a head-to-head matchup, which does not include Robert Kennedy or third and fourth party candidates. And there are other polls that have shown that, President Trump could be hurt seriously by the Kennedy campaign, particularly if it really does hold up getting 15% and above of the public support, the popular vote. What do you think about the general impact of the Kennedy campaign? Apparently, they are releasing new polling showing them surging, but go ahead.
Polling has been quite strong for him. At the moment, you know, he's polling stronger than anyone we've had since Ross Perot in 1992, who got 19% of the vote. Of course, got exactly zero electoral votes because that wasn't enough to, win anywhere, which usually is the dynamic that sinks third-party candidates, even if they get some spring in their step initially. So I wouldn't expect him to hold the kind of polling he has, you know, teens at maybe 20s. You know, it's just amazing how low Trump and Biden go in some of these polls when you include all the other candidates. But I think the fundamental danger from these independent candidates is to Biden, and it's from the left. You know, I don't think most people are going to vote for Robert Kennedy are going to be right wingers. He's established some of that appeal with his opposition to COVID, various COVID policies, including the vaccine. But, you know, Cornel West, if he gets 5%, I mean, that's a disaster for Joe Biden in a close race.
No,
and that's plausible.
The most recent Quinnipiac poll among independents shows that among that big chunk of Americans who describe themselves as political independents, Trump is down at 26%, Biden is up at 32%, and winning among independents is Robert Kennedy at 36%.
That's amazing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? And it just goes to the lack of interest that most Americans have in voting for either Trump or Biden, and how they're desperate for an alternative. I think when they learn more about Robert Kennedy besides the last name, that a lot of that support will go away. But if either party, you know, we're talking about switching out Biden, which I don't think is going to happen, but if either party had gone down a different path, you know, and either not nominated Trump or not nominated Biden, while they're running against the other guy, they'd have a huge advantage. But neither party did that, so we're in this enervating rematch, which will be for a lot of people. I'll find it fascinating, but for most people, will be a hard slog for the next 10 months.
Okay, speaking of a hard slog for the next 10 months, 10 months from now, do you think we are still going to be engaged in daily attacks on Iranian-backed militias or Houthi rebels? Because apparently so far there appears to be no end to their determination to keep hitting Americans. They just hit an American base, and six Kurdish fighters at least have been killed in that drone attack. Is this going to continue for the rest of the year?
It is, unless Biden, and I think he might eventually get forced into this, but really takes a step that scares the Iranians and deters them. I mean, something like hitting an oil facility on the coast and rendering it unusable for years. Something like that would get their attention, and then they might stop. It's fully within their power to stop these attacks. Otherwise, if they're involved in this kind of tit-for-tat game that we've gotten caught up in, why not keep doing it? I mean, Iran itself is not paying any price.
To the best of your knowledge, has you heard anything that President Trump has suggested differently about dealing with the Iranians and their Houthi colleagues?
Well, you know, it's just more bellicose-sounding statements. The thing is, I take that pretty seriously. I mean, given what he did with Soleimani, right? The reporting was the Pentagon put the Soleimani option after there had been an attack, I believe, on our embassy, just on there to, you know, be the extreme option that you don't pick, so it makes everything else look more moderate, kind of typical bureaucratic type politics. And Trump's like, okay, let's do that one. and it had the effect. You know, we didn't have to wage a major war. We hit one guy with one missile from one drone, and it sent the signal. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are warning it was going to start World War III, and you need something like that, you know, whatever it is. And I have more confidence in Trump doing that than Joe Biden.
What about confidence in handling the situation in Ukraine? Do you think he can end the war in 24 hours?
No, I don't. He won't. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. He's never said he's going to cut off funding. So I do think there'll be some sort of diplomatic initiative that he'll undertake. And if he figures out that the Russians are the problem here, I think he could keep supporting Ukraine. But obviously that one is much more of a jump ball. You don't know where he's going to come down. And he said a lot of nice things about Vladimir Putin. The policies in general were pretty good during his first term against Russia, but what he said about him was appalling. So that's one that makes me nervous.
And what about the situation in the Hamas-Israel war? One of the things they emphasized in the Wall Street Journal today is that Israel is winning. They're doing well in the war, that they've killed about two-thirds of the fighters in Hamas, but that they need more time. Do you think that there have been people talking about President Trump making a bid for Arab American votes, particularly in Michigan, where there are over 200,000 voters who are part of that ethnic background? Do you think that President Trump would continue to be a strong supporter of Israel in this ongoing conflict?
Yeah, I think his instinct would be to back Israel to the hilt. His understanding of his coalition would be that that's what they would want, and they would. The one caveat here is that he hates Bibi Netanyahu. and stuff is, you know, he, obviously personal relations matter to him a lot, but his basic instinct is just be 100% better than Biden's.
We'll see all of that. If you had to predict the favorites of President Trump for his running mate, I know that recently he said that he was seriously considering Kristi Noem and Tim Scott. Anyone else?
You never know, right? You know how much of that's kind of a psyop, as they say these days, and whether he's just teasing or how sincere it is. I think there are possibilities. I would bet if I had to on Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who checks a lot of boxes. She's a Trump loyalist, but she hasn't, you know, disgraced herself or seemed like she wants this too much. She's kind of been in the national cauldron, not at this level, but, you know, press secretary was not an easy job during the first Trump administration. And she's really a winsome communicator. You know, she's a mom of three. She's a cancer survivor. So I don't think anyone's really softened Trump's image up much, but there's a potential that she could help a little bit in that regard.
What about Elise Stefanik? She seems to be going for it, but that's yet another name. Rich Lowry, his most recent piece in National Review is about the train wreck for Joe Biden in the most recent polling. We will be right back with more on the ongoing campaign, including Nikki Haley. What's she doing? Well, she's doing Saturday Night Live, among other things. We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
CNN is reporting the U.S. will take further action, that's the official term, after carrying out major strikes on Iran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria. So said President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN. The strikes mark the beginning of the response to an attack that killed U.S. soldiers in Jordan. I think that's misleading because it's not just the attack, it's more than 150 attacks that they've had on U.S. personnel, plus in international shipping, which has a terrible economic impact on the United States and our allies. Most recently, up to 6 Kurdish fighters have been killed in a drone attack hitting a base housing U.S. troops in Syria, according to a rebel group. In other words, the attack was aimed, apparently, at U.S. troops, but it hit Kurds. In fact, Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said the attack hit a training ground at Al-Omar base in Syria's eastern province of Deir el-Zawr. All of this is extraordinarily serious, and there's a commentary which is not all positive concerning the way the president is handling this. For instance, Senator Lindsey Graham, senior senator from South Carolina, was on Fox News talking about what he believes to be the shortcomings of the Biden administration response to Iran and its proxy militias. This is clip one.
If you've convinced Iran we don't want a wider war, they believe you. Oh, I don't want a war with you. They got the message. What they're not afraid of us. They were afraid of Trump. They're not afraid of us. Look what happened in Afghanistan in 21. Look what happened in Europe in 2022. 2023, Hamas attacks Israel. It is not working. We need to change our policy. People are not afraid of us. This idea of hitting hundreds of targets, it doesn't matter. The only Iranian we killed in Syria, Iraq, or is some dumbass that doesn't know to get out of the way. We gave them a week's notice. So if there are another round of strikes coming, I hope they really will hurt Iran in their pocketbook or kill their leadership, because if you don't, nothing changes.
And by the way, that was echoed, that commentary, by Nikki Haley. She's campaigning in South Carolina. She has, by the way, been raising a boatload of money and still running far behind President Trump, with the voting beginning in South Carolina this week. This is Governor Haley speaking about the U.S. response to Iran.
Are you satisfied with the U.S. response so far?
Well, I think the first thing is I have to respond as the wife of a combat veteran and, you know, one whose husband is deployed right now. We make a promise to our military men and women that we will keep them safe. We make a promise to the military families. We make a promise to them themselves. The fact that nothing was done after the first strike, the fact that nothing was done after the second strike, it took 165 strikes, three soldiers to die, two Navy SEALs, and now Biden wants to do something? The biggest issue is this didn't have to happen. Why did it take so long? So let's go back to what started it. What started it was, first of all, he never should have fallen all over himself to get back into the Iran deal. By doing that, he lifted the sanctions. All the money flowed to all of the terrorist proxies around the region. And now we're paying the price of that. And so you look at what's happened now. First of all, I think he should have done something sooner. But first, Dana, first and foremost, put the sanctions back on. You gotta put the sanctions back on. Now, I appreciate that he did do something. I appreciate that he's gone after the targets of where the missiles and drones are coming from in terms of Iraq and Syria. I appreciate that what he's doing in Yemen. But if you really want to make a difference, and you really want to put an end to this, which is what we all want to do, first you put the sanctions, then you go after one or two of the IRGC military leaders that are making these decisions.
Okay, and then she went on, continued conversation on CNN, this is Ambassador Haley, with Dana Bash, clip 9.
Well, I worked closely with him to get out of the Iran deal. I mean, I actually went to, you know, the International Atomic Energy Agency to study whether the Iran deal was working. And when I asked them the questions, I said, you know, how many of the research areas do you inspect? Because we knew a lot of the nuclear production was happening in the research areas. And they said, we don't inspect those. And I said, well, how many of the military installations do you inspect? Because we knew that that's where the production was happening. They said, well, we're not allowed to inspect the military installations. And I said, okay, then what do you inspect? And they said, well, if we get a tip, we give them 45 days, and then we go and inspect. And that's when I came back and told Donald Trump, not only do you have to get out of the Iran deal, it's the responsible thing to do. So they don't keep their promises. They've always said death to America. So Trump was right to get out of the Iran deal. We were right to have the sanctions in place. The problem was the sanctions never should have been lifted.
What would you do?
That's what gave them all of the power. I think I would do exactly the same thing. Put the sanctions back on, and I would go after the Iranian military leadership. That's what we need to do to stop what's happening in Lebanon. That's what we need to do to stop what's happening in Yemen and the Red Sea. That's what we need to stop what's happening in Iraq and Syria. This will escalate. That's the problem, is this is going to escalate. And none of this had to happen. They wouldn't have happened if they wouldn't have had the money to do it.
And Jake Sullivan, the president's national security advisor, interesting, he's had the same individual as national security advisor for his first 3 years and going on for the fourth year. Jake Sullivan had this to say about responsibility for the instability in the Middle East.
I've sat on this program previously. I stood at the podium and explained the relationship between Iran and the Houthis, Iran and the Shia militia groups, Iran and Hezbollah, Iran and Hamas. So we make no bones about that. Iran has a significant and pernicious responsibility for much of the instability in the Middle East. And that has to be factored into how we approach everything that we're doing and how Israel has to approach everything it's doing.
And then she, Dana Bash, speaks about airstrikes inside Iran. Is that ruled out at this point? This is with Jake Sullivan, clip 3.
Inside Iran, would you rule that out at this point?
look, sitting on a national TV program, I'm not going to rule in and rule out any activity anywhere. What I am going to say is that the president will do what he thinks needs to be done. And again, reinforce the point that he's going to defend our forces and also that he is not looking to get into a war.
And that not get into a war. And what do we call this that we're involved with right now, where every day there appear to be other strikes against American forces in the region? Look, it's a serious matter, but so is the ongoing politics of the moment, where Nikki Haley, who was speaking about foreign policy, you heard just there, is actually took time off a little bit to appear on Saturday Night Live, where she showed it a good sense of humor and helped them make fun of her, which is interesting to see. In addition to, at the same time, they were making a good deal of fun at President Trump. Robert Kennedy Jr. is doing a great big festival with one of the other recent American politicians who is not taken that seriously anymore, but a former professional wrestler, Jesse Ventura, who has also got himself elected governor of Minnesota, which you will recall. There's going to be a big voter rally for Robert Kennedy Jr., who, according to recent polls, is doing historically well for a third-party candidate, and among independents is actually winning. Now, does that mean he could win without a solid base of either Republican or Democratic supporters? Who knows, but very, very unlikely. We will get to that. We will also be talking about the border bill and what it would mean for actually the problems of illegal immigration. Would it make it worse or better if that bill is passed? We'll be talking about that with Linda Chavez. That and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.